We've been reporting on the death of Pelé. The soccer superstar passed yesterday after complications from colon cancer. On the field, Pelé was clearly the best of his time, perhaps ever. But what was Pelé the man like? What shaped the person and the player he became? One person who got to know him a little bit is Jeff Zimbalist, the award-winning American filmmaker. He directed the movie Pelé, Birth of a Legend. It's about Pelé's early rise to stardom at the 1958 World Cup. Jeff Zimbalist, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
You got to know Pelé as you made this film, and he has this humorous cameo in one scene. What about Pelé the man, the person, sticks with you?
I mean, he had a huge smile, a real warmth to his character. He often would talk about himself in the third person, that he would refer to Pelé as this other person, this legend, this superhero, different than, you know, Edson Arantes do Nascimento, the man. And I think that was important for him throughout his life, to create a distinction, to push some of that pressure, some of those expectations onto something else so that he could just focus on doing what he did best on the pitch. I always found that very poetic.
Pressure. Surely he faced pressure as a black man in Brazil, not long after slavery was abolished there, as someone labeled the greatest ever. What was the pressure like for him? Did he talk about that?
Yeah, quite a bit. And, you know, he's quick to tears, which is interesting for an athlete and a global superstar. You can see that emotion is always bubbling right under the surface for him, even when I knew him, which was, you know, in his 70s and up until his 80s. In the 1950s in Brazil was the so-called mongrel complex or the mutt complex, where they felt a great sense of internalized inferiority, that they were a mixed race nation, you know, in contrast to the so-called Aryan ideal of the more refined, civilized, pure race European countries, and that they weren't as good, that they felt the shame around that. And Pelé talks about how in 1950, when Brazil hosted the World Cup at the Maracanã in Rio de Janeiro and lost to Uruguay, he saw his dad cry for the first time. His father, Dondinho do Nascimento, was a former player. Pelé at the time was 10 years old and a shoe shine. And he said to his dad, "I'll win you a World Cup." And of course, at the age of 16, he's on the national team. And at the age of 17, miraculously, he leads Brazil to a series of wins over the sort of giant European nations during the World Cup and to a blowout defeat of Sweden in the final. That sort of self-esteem journey for him, his ability without a role model, without a reference point for any other poor black role model to look up to, he's able to overcome the pressure and the insecurity and sort of harness this gift. And that echoes the sort of self-esteem journey of Brazil as a nation during that time, that, you know, many refer to the 1958 World Cup as finding their national identity. And that's where this distinction between the man and the myth begins.
Even as Pelé's style of play was criticized by white coaches and white players, here's a clip from your film of actor Kevin DePaula playing Pelé in the movie, and we hear him talking to Valdemar de Brito, a former footballer and scout who discovered Pelé. Let's listen.
What's wrong with not playing the way the other guys do?
Coach says the way I play is primitive.
It is primitive. It has a long and rich history.
Hey, Jeff, what is that scene telling us?
And at the time, the European model of football was based around very strict player formations. The style that Pelé grew up playing was much looser. It was based in this Brazilian concept of jinga, which is the spirit of Brazil. It's a movement that you find in samba and capoeira and many other Brazilian art forms. Pelé was too poor to have a ball growing up and famously would shove newspaper into a sock and wrap it with a rubber band and play in the streets in the dirt with his friends. And then he translated into the way that he played on the pitch, particularly in the 1958 World Cup, where the ball is more often in the air. There's a lot more flow between the players, much looser formations where you can attack with a majority of your team all at once. And it redefined the game, but it became the thing that he was known for and that Brazil was known for. And rather than a point of shame, it became a point of pride.
Yeah, I guess what some call the beautiful game in Brazil.
Or jogo bonito, which he coined that phrase, exactly.
Jeff, finally, do you have a personal anecdote about your interactions with Pelé to share?
I think Pelé, during his later years, was able to reflect on some of the controversies, some of the decisions that maybe he regretted, some of the criticism that he received. And I just was blown away of a person of such magnitude and influence that he was so modest, so humble, so vulnerable, willing to explore some of those less honorable sides of himself. And to me, that's what made him dimensional and human.
That's American filmmaker Jeff Zimbalist, director of the film Pelé, Birth of a Legend. And on this day of sorrow, Jeff, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.